What up, Snapback fam? Welcome back to another episode of the Snapback Sports Pod. Did I mention we're the number 4 rated sports podcast in the world right now? Well, we are, thanks to the fam. So thank you all for listening in. You know what we're going to talk about. It's the virus that's dividing the country. But there was a new CBA signed in the NFL, and we have some Monday mailbag stuff. So let's get it.
Blue Wire.
The Baltimore Ravens select Lamar Jackson.
I'm a Raven. He's on all year, every year.
Jackson takes it himself.
Oh, he broke his ankles.
Blocked by James.
Auburn's going to win the football game. Auburn's going to win the football game.
For the Philadelphia Eagles, the long drought is over.
Bryant, put the jumper.
What up, fam? I'm your host, Jack Sutton from Snapback Sports on Snapchat. Joining me today, and as always, is my co-host and longtime best friend, Abe Granoff. Abe, how you doing, buddy?
That was way, way too energetic of a intro for how the for that was so unsympathetic of you. For everyone listening to this podcast, for you to come in guns hot with like all the energy in the world when we are just in the worst times in human history with literally nothing to do. And you bring that bullshit, you've got a lot of nerve.
All right, so here's the stipulation. We have to entertain. That's our duty on Earth right now. Duty, no toilet paper. And
see, you keep doing that. You're doing it again.
We're going to go into our rant about our sadness and the depression that we're facing. But we need to make it funny and entertaining because, honestly, like, I'm posting on my Snap all day long, and people are like, dude, just make content, please. I'm like, should I do this? They're like, yes, just do anything to keep us entertained. So,
dude,
we're
going
to entertain.
A PlayStation. You're going out of your mind. It's always Xbox.
Right. I've been Xbox literally since the day I was born. But, all right. Take it away, Abe.
There's just nothing to take away, Jack. We are in the worst times in human history. I am on day... What is
four.
It? Three, four?
Four.
Jeez, this thing is won't end. I am on day 4 of no sports, and I am going batshit insane. I do not know what to do with myself. I don't know what to do with my hands. I almost considered reading a book. I just don't know what to do. I'm watching corny reality TV shows on Netflix. Battlestar Love is Blind, so I'll let you guys know how that goes. But what is happening? What is going on?
There's so many elements of life that you never even understood where sports really impacted. Obviously, you have the obvious ones, which is today is Sunday. We should have had our brackets right now and all filling out our brackets.
Oh, I almost forgot. I forgot.
Yeah, not to like stab everyone in the back, but that's literally we're recording
You've
Sunday
been
night.
Stabbing since we hit record.
We should be talking about our brackets. Which makes me, you know, just kind of hurt inside. But it's like my parents, who are big sports fans, but they like to watch the Ravens and they like to watch, you know, the primetime game. They don't really care if it's Sunday at 3 o'clock and there's, you know, a golf tournament on, but they don't know what to put on the screen if they're just hanging, eating lunch. Like, it's just second nature to have sports on the television entertaining, and we just don't have that right now. The CDC just came out and said,
stop.
Recommendation, 8 weeks. It's just a recommendation. We both don't normally listen to recommendations.
I actually said that. When someone sent me that, I go, how many times do you go to the doctor a year and they recommend you to do something that you don't?
How many times have I been told, recommended to floss? And do I ever floss? Sometimes they give me those little toothpick ones. They
I will never pull a piece of floss.
Right, you're telling me I'm gonna cut a piece of floss, get it double sided. You should see me right now,
dude. I couldn't even cut it right.
Yeah, I would never floss. Point being, that's a recommendation.
Maybe,
but
you
the
probably
problem
should floss
is
with what's going on.
The commissioners running these leagues are a little smarter than us, and they don't really have a choice. So. We're trying to figure out right now. Let's do the math. So let's take an NBA game. There's about 12 players on an active roster. Is that correct? But I think 15 fill the bench or something. 15 per side. 4 coaches per side. That's
math,
already.
Dude, math.
That's 38 people.
There's no sports, and now you're trying to make me do math.
There's 3 refs. That's 41. You need 4 video people and, like, can you get it under 50 with you need trainers there? It's just not possible. You can't get it under 50, which means that is effectively going to delay, as if the leagues listen, It's going to delay us till May. At what point do you just give up on the season?
Chill. I'm literally speechless.
So let me give you a more fun one. So Liverpool is leading the Premier League. If the games had happened this weekend and they won and City didn't win, they would have had a chance to win the league, the Premier League, for the first time ever. They are now at a situation where, what do you do? Like, yes, the Lakers and the Bucks and Clippers and all them are the best teams in the league, but they're not, like, no one knows who was actually going to make the finals. You even think the Sixers could make it.
I have officially granted LeBron his fourth ring, okay, just because I probably should have got one before, so we're going to give it to the Lakers.
Okay. Point being that, like, Liverpool is literally, like, 4 or 6 points away from winning the league for the first time ever, but you can't just say they win. You can't do that. It's not the right thing to do. But what happens if the Premier League has to cancel, because then Champions League gets pushed back and they're almost into the new season already?
It's funny you say this, because I actually today I went through my betting account and I looked at all my futures I had, and I literally said, I think I should be paid out for every single one of these.
Because they're winners?
As if they won. In my mind, the DC Defenders...
What do you have?
I have DC Defenders Championship lock.
What was their record?
3-2, head of the division with the
tiebreaker. I think that Houston team was dominant. I think PJ, what was it?
Okay,
PJ
Walker? You're not making my case. But anyway, okay. I had a few Sixers overs. Ben would have got healthy. You know how that would have ended. I didn't have Sixers championship because I usually don't do that. I had some. I actually did have some Miami Heat overs and then division win. What else did I have? I had
Pacers to win the East and the title before we even had Miles on the pod. So I don't know if it would have made sense to bring that up to him. I feel like that's kind of against the rules, but I agree. I think they were a lock to win the East, and my bookie should send me all that money.
I have a question. Where do you stand on this whole thing? Not even relative to sports, just like the severe. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's a pandemic. Like, you can't take that word lightly. But I think there's a very fine line between taking it seriously and going full out bug out mode and getting in your own head.
So, yeah, I appreciate you asking my opinion. And
thanks.
So, I mean, we could literally talk for 4 hours on this, but to keep it short.
I mean, there's nothing else to do.
That's true. But one, if you're bulk buying toilet paper and water, you're an idiot. And it's as simple as that. The virus is not in the water that you're filtering from your tap or your sink. So buying cases of water is literally the biggest waste of money of all time. Okay, now that we got that away.
I have a question before you continue.
Yeah.
Did you just subtweet? Because you definitely subtweeted my mom. Did you just subtweet your own mother?
No, my mom's not. We have a fridge that dispenses water. Like, there's
weird
no
flex.
Need.
Weird flex.
There's no. I mean, that's the flexing in this day and age. Honestly, it's like, do you want a pair of the new Jordans or do you want toilet paper and hand sanitizer? So, anyone buying water bottles, why? I would like you to DM me and let me know why you need water bottles. Okay, because this virus does not. It doesn't infect the water. Number two, the toilet paper. Okay, this one. I guess in theory, people just want to be able to wipe their parts. But like, if your belief is that you're not going to be able to get to a grocery store or any store of any kind, then you should probably be focusing on food. And food is selling out. But the number one product being sold right now is toilet paper. Take an old shirt, cut it up, or get straight into the shower. Like, there's things you can do to combat this whole toilet paper thing. You can't just cut shirts up and make food out of nothing. Go to the grocery store, buy a shit ton of food, and save it for yourself. You don't need toilet paper. You don't need water. Okay, that's my rant on that. In terms of what I think of the whole thing, I think it's just like an example of America being dumb. There's like a ton of professional doctors that keep reiterating how serious this is. There's multi-billion dollar businesses, the NBA, the NCAA, who have shut down their businesses. Like, we talk about how money hungry the NCAA is all the time. They shut down because they had no other choice but to listen to the advice of health professionals. And then we just see young people cough cough not corona cough 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 Abe going out and potentially spreading the virus. It's as simple as this. Just stay at home.
I had a buddy's – okay, don't. I'm not letting that go under the rug. I had a buddy's birthday.
I understand, but we're at the point where it's selfish – and I'm not talking about you specifically. I'm talking about
you definitely just said my name.
Well, I'm definitely talking about you as part of it, but you're not the only problem. It's the hundreds of thousands of people who are out at bars. Yeah, the 25-year-olds – and it is now hitting younger people. That's a misconception. That's only if you're super old. But it's those people that can transfer to older, and there's just not – everyone's like, oh, 2%. Okay, 2% of our country is like 100 million – or it's like 50 million people. I don't know the math. You'll do the math for me.
waiting for that.
But there's only a million hospital beds. So if people get sick, it's just not – like, it's very simple.
I think schools are done.
Sports are done. Like, if it wasn't that serious – then that wouldn't be the case, but it is. Take it seriously.
I think what you just said, I want to point to where you talked about the amount of hospital beds there are, because I think that's the severity that people aren't understanding. Is yes, it may only be X amount of percent, but like you said, there's only so many hospital beds to go around for people in our healthcare system. And I don't want to get political and everything. I did bet on the Democratic debate tonight, though, so that's how crazy I'm going. But it's not like these other illnesses, like a car accident or something, just stopped. And the only thing that's consuming hospitals are
that's a very good point. That's
coronavirus cases. They're not stopping. It's just exponentially that many more people. And we already know how crowded hospitals are nowadays with people that are sick. So I think that's the really big misconception, is how our healthcare system is handling it. This is going down a dirty road. But
it's just like, look at everyone else around the country. Italy's in lockdown. Spain's in lockdown. And the rest of America is just like, and I'm not saying everyone's like that, but there's a majority or a part of America that's just like, eh, like, it's not going to affect me, whatever. This is a serious problem. Just stay at home, wash your hands, get food. If you want to go buy toilet paper, if there's any left out there, go buy toilet paper, sell it on StockX, make a profit. But this is a real thing. So
Should we push toilet paper?
There's people who are reselling this stuff, which is just like sad. Like, don't do that. Don't be that person.
I mean, I think we spent a lot of time not talking. I mean, giving our two cents about the disease, or not the disease. I mean, the pandemic.
The virus.
But I do need to plug something real quick. One of my buddies is at Mount Sinai Medical School, one of the best medical schools in the country, and he obviously takes all this stuff very seriously because he actually enjoys learning about it. Like, that's what he wants to do for his life. He has an Instagram account called Healthcare Huddle. Check it out. It's like a little 5-minute read on the healthcare state of the United States. Something you read on the toilet in the morning. Awesome Instagram. Check it out. Healthcare Huddle.
And is he talking about COVID?
Yeah.
I call it COVID. I don't know why.
I've called it Rona. He wrote in our group mate this huge thing today about what's going on around the world and how people like us need to take it serious. Like, definitely your case in point bug out, essentially, but like, I mean, what he says holds a little weight because, I mean, this is what he does. He's the smartest kid I know. Sent like a graph with some numbers on it, so I didn't really get into that.
I'll finish with this.
That's my plan.
I didn't technically answer your question. The answer to your question is, I'm not freaking out about myself or anyone in my house right now because I feel comfortable with my physical well-being. We have the resources, the doctors, right? But I am taking it very seriously in terms of how I can spread it and what the situation is. So I'm not freaking out, but I'm freaking out about the rest of the country.
I'm freaking out that there's nothing to put on my television screen. Selfish or not, that is what I'm freaking out about. Dude, I don't care. Give me the MLS. I'll watch it.
All right. Well, with that being said, we did at least get a little dose of sports news today, which was really exciting. The NFL and NFLPA, by a slim margin, but a margin nonetheless, agreed to a new CBA, which means we will not have a lockout for 10 years. We will now have an extra playoff team per conference, and that comes into effect actually in this season. And then the season after, they're going to add a regular season game. I didn't see anything about an extra bye anywhere. Do you know? I know they cut preseason to 3.
No, that's all I saw is the preseason to 3. I don't think they gave another bye. I mean, listen, in these times, the last thing we needed was a shutdown that had nothing to do with Corona. And I mean, a win's a win. We have football. Whether you like the rules or not for the league, that's a different story. I think it's a very interesting thing to see that how slim the margin was and how divided the players were. Because in my opinion, this deal is best for these low-level guys that are playing on practice squad where they're really fighting for a chance. Some of them are living paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah, will you just elaborate on the terms? I know you don't have, like, the full contract in front of you, but, like, what you're speaking to specifically, because I didn't mention that.
I'm getting there.
Okay.
So one of the stipulations of the CBA was a higher revenue share for the players. So basic math, say there's $100 million in revenue. I think they upped it by 1.5% or something, and the players are getting like 49.1% of that pot, so $49.1 million, whereas the owners are getting the remaining 50.9. Hopefully that adds up. Oh, that was awful.
Continue.
58. Okay. But bottom line, so my point is, these practice squad guys that are getting – some of them are just grinding week in and week out. They don't know if they'll have a job or not. They're getting a raised minimum salary, whereas it kind of hurts these top other tier guys in a way because there's more cap to go around, so they're losing their money. Other positions become devalued. In terms of a football standpoint, I mean, it's more competitive football. So as a fan, what more can you ask for? You know what I mean? You can get down to the nitty-gritty about another regular season game or just the extra playoff team, but we're getting 17 weeks of meaningful football and none of us really give two shits about the preseason. So as a fan, obviously you love it. It's going to be weird giving predictions and not predicting someone to be 8-8. You know what I mean? That's something that's...
What do the Titans do now? What do they do?
Yeah, exactly. That is something... We'll get into the Titans, but that is something that... It'll take my that's something that the fans have to work on. That's their part of the season.
There's almost no average anymore. It's like that's gonna slightly take, above or slightly
we'll
below.
We'll get used to it by the time the next CBA rolls around, but it's gonna take some mental strength on our end.
So the one thing of note is the new playoff structure, and that the one seed will be the only team that receives a bye. So right. Like the champion this year was the Chiefs. They were the two seed and they would have played the Steelers. And, you know, the Steelers wouldn't have beat them. They're terrible. But that changes things, right? The Chiefs had a bye. They got to avoid the Ravens. They got to only play Houston and the Titans. So that's definitely going to change things. Let's go through. I just want to read off, like, over the past few years, who those six seeds would have been. So this year, or seven seeds, rather. This year, it would have been the Rams.
See, you're already messing up.
What do you mean? Oh, you said six seeds. Yeah, it's a change. There's no doubt about that. It's honestly like a monumental change. Almost half the league now is going to get into the playoffs when it felt like the NFL was the one league where
that's one of my, we'll call it a bugaboo about it is that whole thing. But yeah. We talked about that a while ago.
The Rams 9-7, they would have gone to the Saints, I believe. No. Who was the two seed? The Packers. So, like, Packers. I don't know. Maybe the Rams have a rushing attack that could have dethroned the Packers. The AFC, it was the Steelers with Duck Hodges, and the Ravens beat them by 30 with RG3. Like, the Chiefs would have, just washed them. The year before, this one will hit home for you. The Vikings, the team that lost on the final day that got you guys into the playoffs, they would have been in as the 7th seed. And they would have gone to face that Rams team that went to the Super Bowl. And then on the AFC, so a fun fact is the Steelers would have been like in the playoffs every single year under this format. So they would have been 9-6-1. They would have been back in. And listen to this. The Patriots won the Super Bowl 2 years ago, and they were the 2 seed. They would have had to face a Steelers team who snuck in with Big Ben, AB, Juju, and a good James Conner. That's intriguing.
Yeah, I mean it's a wild card. It's another weekend of wild card football. It's unbelievable. I want to just like because they're saying, oh, it's only one more game. What does it matter? One NFL game being added to the season is the equivalent to 5 more NBA games. To put that into perspective, when we already complained about how long the NBA is, just wanted to put that into comparison.
So, are you saying it's like the physical toll? Because no one's complaining that. Like they complain you have to watch A2 basketball games, but no one would complain.
Like that's one of the things that the players were. There was an argument on the players' behalf. Like, yeah, is one extra game of what I go through on a weekly basis and literally my life because we've seen like with CTE and everything. Is it worth the 1% more that I'll be getting? And who even knows if I'm going to get a portion of that 1% or if it's going to go to these younger guys? Because these guys that that they're signing deals right now, they're signing deals under the past CBA. You know what I mean? That's why the free agency period, we're waiting on that. So that's one of the things with the players. Like, do they want to play an extra week of football? Yeah, they love it, but
they don't have a choice now.
It's a job.
You could see players sitting out maybe a little more, not low managing, but you know,
I saw a take that was like, I don't know if it was a take or someone said that it was a possibility that every player can only play 16 games.
That's interesting. Like, imagine, so even like you have to pick
which game your quarterback's.
Yeah, that would be a fun activity. I will say something of note that could help these players maybe skip a game and have a double bye week is that now that there's only one seed, like, yeah, the NFC this year was super competitive for it, but the Ravens did win the one seed by a couple of games. Like, the NFC, like, the seeding 2, 3, 4 now doesn't quite, I mean, it still matters because you can get home field in different scenarios, but it's not as important for, like, that pack to fight for the 2 seed when you're not even getting a bye from it. So maybe it does ease up on the importance, which would be a bummer, and you would hate to see, like, all these guys sitting out. Someone did ask me, how's it changed fantasy? I didn't think it would, but now thinking about it, you know, maybe players happen to sit out week 14 or 15 as they're resting. So we'll see. It's all going to be a new experience.
Ye old rest versus rust to the next level. One of my favorite conversations. It is nice. Today I was watching ESPN this morning. I still just naturally put it on, even though I know there's going to be nothing on there. Like, even I go to my apps and stuff to check scores. Like just mentally, it's just naturally it's what I do on a daily basis. And I'm watching ESPN this morning, hoping something. Adam Schefter comes on the screen. He's talking about how news should be coming in any minute about the deal, and that he hasn't heard anything yet, and that he thinks that no news is bad news, meaning that it would have went to a lockout. Then 5 minutes later, in these dark times, Adam Schefter gets on the screen saying, if there is an NFL season, we're going to play it. We're not going into a lockout. So it was nice that we had that glimmer of hope in my day.
Yeah, there was a lot of activity. Speaking of which, the Ravens, with a little thievery from the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Jags are dumping assets like people normally dump toilet paper, although they're not anymore. Calais Campbell for a fifth-round pick. The Ravens have to pay him, and he's 33, so that's kind of why they got him at the cheaper price tag. Fifth round, I would say, is a super good price, though, especially because we're in a win-now window that we always talk about. That was a huge move for the Ravens. But any comments on that, Abe?
I mean, you sent it to me today in the middle of what was my reaction? I said, damn, they just made a good-ass deal.
That was a steal.
There's no other way. He's a Pro Bowler. You got him for a fifth-round pick. You turned 2 fifth-round picks into one of the best corners in the game.
We do have to pay him, but you're right. We got a comp pick at number 5, the fifth round, and then we traded. So our kicker, Vedvik, had an incredible preseason through 2 games. We trade him to the Vikings for a fifth rounder. He doesn't even make the Vikings. We use one of those to get Calais. We use one of them to get Marcus Peters. That's just a masterclass from Eric DaCosta. So good job by him building for our 2-year window to win a title before we have to pay the baby goat. But one team did make a decision to pay their quarterback, and man, oh man, did they mess up, because you watch the AFC Championship, you know that man, Ryan Tannehill, is not a franchise quarterback. He just isn't. He got hot for 6 games, and he got paid, and Nick Foles did it, but he did it in a Super Bowl. Joe Flacco did it. He did it to win a Super Bowl. This dude went to an AFC Championship. He rode a defense that somehow played well, and Derrick Henry, who was literally unstoppable. What are the Titans thinking here, Abe?
This is great. This is my face lit up at this. One, because I saw his contract numbers next to Carson Wentz's and then looked at annual year value, and it kind of made me smile. I mean, that we knew this was going to happen, though. It's just like, it's how it works. You don't have to be good.
I disagree. I am confused with what happened with Tom Brady and all these rumors.
Hold on. You do not, I'll get into that. You do not have to be good to get paid in the NFL. You don't have to be good. You literally just have to be average and get a little luck, and you will get absolutely paid. Ryan Tannehill should be an inspiration to every person in the NFL. I know I'm sounding like a loser, not a winner. Dude, the guy is coasting his way with no expectations, with no weight on his shoulders.
Well, now he has expectations.
What are you expecting out of Ryan Tannehill's, Jack?
Well, the Titans and the Titans fans are going to be expecting big things. They're going to expect him to
find me one Titans fan who is expecting something big out of Ryan Tannehill. I would love to have him on the podcast.
Oh my God, you totally. I think they were. There's tons of them. That's what you're expecting when you pay that type of money to a guy.
Those types of guys are the people that wanted to keep Nick Foles over Carson Wentz,
which still would have been a good decision. all right, read some ads. I'll queue up the Monday mailbag.
Monday mailbag. All right, so this is kind of honestly a depressing ad because there's less to bet on, but it's our good friends at Bet Online. There's currently no NBA, NHL, college basketball. You might think there's nothing to bet on. Well, you'd be wrong. BetOnline still has hundreds of places to wager, from their online casinos to poker and blackjack, all open 24 hours a day and all online. Sports aren't totally done. Let me get that tattooed on me. There's still mixed martial arts and esports on the rise. If you're into entertainment, you can still bet on the American Idol, the elections, the spelling bee, and even the Nathan's hot dog eating contest. Be sure to use promo code BLUEWIRE to receive 50% off your welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your new ticket to online action.
Yeah, that was kind of depressing. all right. Monday mailbag time, though. More fun. There's still sports in our future. We don't know when, but there are, I guess one day. I don't know. All right. Recurring question guest, Nate_Reese1287. Will the NBA season finish? I vote. I'm just going to say yes.
You saw what Woj tweeted about an hour ago?
What?
He tweeted that the NBA owners, let me get this up so I don't botch it, but something about the NBA owners, yeah. NBA owners and executives believe a best-case scenario is a mid-to-late-June return with no fans. So that is what Woj tweeted 1 hour ago, so that's a little bit to hang on to. Do I think it'll pick back up? Why not? Like, yeah. Like, I have to sit out and I have to pray and hope to God. And honestly, I'm going to look back at this time. I'm going to say this right now. I'm going to look back at this time and say it was the best thing that ever happened to me because Ben Simmons back is going to get healthy, and now I have that to hold on to. So that's the only positive I can spin out of this, but I'm going to say, yeah, it's coming back. So let's hold hope. Let's stay strong.
Abood EH01, do you have Corona? So this is obviously a funny question. No, we don't have Corona, but, well, maybe Abe does. But no one knows. Because we haven't gotten tested, so that's the scary thing. So, funny question, but it is a serious issue. All right, moving on. someone just wrote, sports are cool. Yeah, man, they really are the only
Actually, it's what you're making. That's like, literally, it's a reflecting period right now. Because we never knew. You don't know what you have until it's gone.
Yeah. Stetson John Paul asked, what's your guys' thoughts on the new NFL format? We already discussed that earlier in the pod. Joey Distasty said, I thought it was Sunday. Yes, we record on Sunday, but it's still Monday's mailbag. I don't know, man. There's really nothing on here. I'll pose a question that we can divulge into. This is from @JackSettleman. I don't know why I was thinking about this. This just further proves why there's just nothing going on. But last night I'm lying in bed late at night, and I'm wondering, what is the most liked thing in the world, meaning percentage-wise? Like, if you polled 100 people, what would pull out at 100% or 99%? Because I think it stemmed from me thinking, like, are sports the most, like, everyone feels so lost without sports, but we have to understand there's people who don't even care about sports who this probably isn't affecting mentally. So I'm going to say sports aren't the most liked thing in the world. Two things top of my head. I said pizza, but then pizza,
that was the,
like,
first thing that came to my mind.
But this is why the question's so deep and complex, is because pizza, right? Like, some people can't eat dairy. Some people are vegan, so they can't eat, you know, regular pizza. Some people, you know, just don't like pizza. So then I was like, well, what's another thing people love? Okay, puppies. But some people are cat people. So those were kind of the two I had on my list, but I want to go back and forth at the end, figure out.
If you're a cat person.
Yeah, they're definitely in the minority.
Figure it out.
The minority. We are a
anti-cats podcast.
you can't deny that, you know, some people don't like dogs. So, putting you on the spot, what would you say, top of your head, what's like the most liked thing in the world?
Okay, so let me, what came to my head immediately, just like my simple-minded brain was just, okay, what do I love, selfishly? Mm-hmm. Okay. So, like, my top, I was thinking pizza, Sour Patch Kids, sports. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what came to mind, but taking a step back and actually looking at the scope of the question, I think like, it might have to be pizza.
Nah, it's definitely not pizza.
Like, I don't, if it's not pizza, I don't know how you can stumble upon another answer.
Like, do we go like, philosophical
you could say,
and go
you
like,
can say, like, I don't want to get soppy, but like, someone could say family. You know what I mean?
Right. Like, right. But some people hate their family. Like, Aaron Rodgers wouldn't pull out.
Wait a second. Yeah, that's a corny answer, is what I'm saying. Wait a second. I figured it out.
Okay.
It's money.
Ooh. But
it's money.
Okay. I think you, obviously, there's going to be a devil's advocate for every answer. Like, someone's going to say, money's the root of all evil, and people hate money. But
okay.
In the grant, but in the total, right? Like, the question was posed is if we pulled 100 people, I think money, I really like that one.
Yeah, I think that's a no-brainer. I'll tell you what the answer is not. The answer is not Tom Brady, because there is no market for him.
There's no market for him. All right, what about the most liked thing in the world is hatred for coronavirus? Like, everyone...
There's anti-vaxxers out there.
Yeah, there are anti-vaxxers out there. I was going to say the sun, but I think some people don't like the sun. Like,
you ever see the movie Benchwarmers?
Exactly.
There are actually people who have sun phobias.
Oh.
Find me one money phobia.
Money's... Well, there's definitely people who say money is the root of all evil. That wasn't just made up.
Doesn't mean they don't want a million if I hand it to them.
Exactly. I'm trying to think of other potential things that
I'm telling
are
you, that's the answer.
What about, so here's the thing, though. We already went deep into, pizza or steak or shrimp. Like, those are examples. But what if I just said food? Because money is, such a general topic that is it food?
How many different types of money are there? How many different types of food are there?
I know, but you know money's such a bigger, but it's just a category.
I mean, I see what you're saying. If you
is
want
it
to get into
because I could pose
version.
To you, is it spending money? Is it making money? Is it having money? Right?
It's so having money. It's having
just,
money.
It's just having money. But some people don't like to have money; they give it all away.
No,
I don't know many
true.
Of those people, but there are people.
Get me
there.
Their number. Get me their number.
So, would you accept food as a general case to be like a combative to money, or you're saying that's different?
I think that's a little bit more broad. But I see what you're saying in terms of...
Okay, well, under that circumstance, if I offered people money or food, they would say... What would your first question be?
Money, because I'd just go...
not your answer. You would always ask a question first. It would be, how much money, what type of food?
No. If you said, I'll give you money, I would not ask how much.
If I said, I'm going to give you money or I'm going to give you food, you would just say money?
Yes.
If I say I'm going to give you a dollar, and I said I'm going to give you a surf and turf, you're still taking the dollar.
No, because the value of surf and turf
right.
is
so
more
you
than...
have to find out what the value is. So you would ask a question first.
Okay, you got me.
Okay.
No, well, I wouldn't ask
I need
it first
to feel
because
some type
it.
Of victory in the fact that there's nothing to win anymore. There's just nothing.
You want to talk about that old quarterback?
I don't know. I mean, Tom Brady, the Titans obviously no longer. I saw a report today that the Niners are off.
Would you rather next season, would you rather have Tom Brady or Ryan Tannehill?
Tom Brady, not even remotely close. Not even like a conversation. I would take Tom Brady over Jared Goff. I would take Tom Brady over Mitch Trubisky, obviously. I would take Tom Brady over. Let's go through for 1 year, a one-off. No circumstances. Let's go through each team and say what team I wouldn't actually have Brady over. Like, would I rather have Brady or Garoppolo next season? For one season, and you don't have to think about any of the contract.
Tom Brady.
You would take Tom Brady.
Yeah.
All right, let's start in the AFC East.
I'm giving you – no, it's, I want to – yeah, all right, go ahead.
All right, Tom Brady or Jared Stidham?
Tom Brady.
Okay. Tom Brady or Josh Allen?
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady or Sam Darnold?
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady or Tua Tagovailoa? I'm assuming the Dolphins get him.
He's not going to play. He's not going to play.
No, he'll play. What do you mean he's not going to play?
I don't think he'll play next year.
Okay. Tom Brady, Ryan Fitzpatrick, or Tua Tagovailoa? Okay. Tom Brady or the Baby Goat?
Baby Goat.
Wow, I'm proud of you. Tom Brady or Duck Hodges or Justin Herbert or whoever they draft?
Brady.
Tom Brady or Baker? Stop. What are you doing?
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady or Joe Burrow? For 1 year, the rookie or the vet?
Tom Brady.
Yep. Tom Brady or Watson? And we, you know, we're an anti-Watson pod. Not anti-Watson. We're just realist on Watson.
Deshaun Watson.
Hmm. Okay. Tom Brady or Ryan Tannehill? We said Tom Brady. Tom Brady or Jacoby Brissett? Tom Brady. Tom Brady or Nick Foles or Minshew?
Wait, this is a gut reaction. I'm looking back and I'm having second thoughts, but continue.
About what?
Brady sucks.
Tom Brady. Yeah. Okay, fine. Even if he sucks, you're still taking him over everyone we've listed besides Lamar.
All right, let's not Tom do every Brady, single team. Hold I on. Give you.
No, hold on. We're almost done. Tom Brady or Mahomes? Obviously Mahomes. Tom Brady or Drew Locke? Brady.
Drew Locke. That's my guy.
Stop.
Bro, did you see that video?
I've never seen a dude get more love because he danced on the sideline. Like, everyone thinks he's a franchise quarterback.
That's a franchise quarterback. Drew Locke.
Tom Brady or Derek Carr? Tom Brady. Tom Brady or Rivers? Brady or Wentz?
Shut up.
Brady or Dak?
Okay, you agree?
Yeah, Brady or Dak?
Dak.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Brady or Daniel Jones for 1 year, Tom Brady? Brady or Haskins? Brady or Rodgers?
Rodgers.
I don't know, bro.
I know you don't, but you're wrong.
Okay, but then I'm saying Kirk Cousins over Tom Brady.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Are you okay with being a Kirk Cousins pod? Because that's what I'm going to be next year.
I do love Applebee's.
Okay. Brady or Mitch? Brady or Stafford? Brady Stafford. Or Breeze?
Stafford, by the way.
No, not Stafford.
What?
The dude can't stay healthy, has never won a single thing. I'm still going Tom Brady. I actually am a big Stafford fan, but at this point, he's
just...
Stafford?
Do you know Stafford?
Yes, I know.
Finish, like, top five in every category ever?
Yeah, that's how big of a loser he is. Like, that's the point.
I think he's a victim of a bad situation. I'm kind
also
of a Stafford
true.
Guy.
That's also true.
I would take Stafford over Tom Brady next
Brady
year.
Brady or sure. Tom Brady or Drew Brees?
Brees.
This division is actually crazy interesting, all four. So you're going Breeze over Brady.
It's
going to
be awful next year. It's going to be awful next year, though.
That's fine, but you're going Breeze over Brady. Matt
Ryan
or Tom
Brady.
Brady?
Matt Ryan.
Jameis Winston or Tom Brady?
I love Jameis.
Cam Newton or Tom Brady?
I don't really consider Cam a football player anymore.
That's a complicated division. All right, and then the last one is Jimmy G or Tom.
Tom.
I don't know. I'm still a Jimmy G guy. The guy missed one throw, but Tom probably makes that throw.
It's anti-Niners for me, so it's, I guess it's part of the brand.
Russ over him. I take Russ. Brady over Goff, and I think I actually might go Kyler.
I actually
over Tom
don't.
Brady.
I think I'd take Goff.
No, dude. Are you kidding me? Tom Brady in a Sean McVay offense? That's
Jack, we're not talking about situations. We're just talking about...
No, we are. We are.
No, we're not.
You're assuming they're in the... I'm saying we're not talking about, like, the contract situation. We're saying if you could replace...
Oh, that would have changed the game. That would have changed the game.
Why? What team would that have changed it for?
I'm just thinking, like, if I put Tom Brady on the Cowboys.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do.
Oh, I didn't know that. I was just saying quarterback for 1 year. Doesn't matter the team. Who would I want?
Gotcha.
I don't know the other 52 players.
Brady or Kyler? I might go Kyler.
Brady.
I'm a big Kyler fan. Well, point being, he's still better than 20, other quarterbacks in the league. But no one.
I don't really know if he is. He's pretty bad, but yeah, it's coming down to what, New England and Tampa Bay. We all knew he's going back to New England.
He's been going back to New England, but the one thing people said is that, well, not people. I said it. I said Tom Brady was washed. I started the Tom Brady is washed train. I was correct until I actually
Max
saw
Max Kellerman did that about three Super Bowls ago.
Well, that's a different scenario. But
falling off a cliff, he said.
I said he was
like
washed when we smoked them in Baltimore. I thought he was washed. Then I watched the playoff game and they barely scored, but man, they had no line and no weapons. He's washed in terms of like, yeah, he's not currently the greatest quarterback of all time. He can still wing it and he can still play, and I trust him in clutch situations. So
I am still crossing my fingers. I am still crossing my fingers. I don't think it's going to happen, but I am still holding out hope that he goes to the Chargers.
Why?
Because I want him to play with Austin.
Okay. And then maybe we could get him on the pod.
I don't even want Tom on.
You don't?
No.
Well, let's close with this because I said...
He actually can't come on. Tom, you can't come on.
That's just not true. Tom, feel free to text me. You can come on. I'll kick Abe off. I texted you. I said, I don't care if we could get LeBron James on the pod. I would rather have sports back today. And you said, that's crazy. So what do we think? I think if I could have March Madness, if I could be filling out my bracket, watching March Madness.
The worst part, I actually
was getting
forgot
to go
play.
To the final. What?
The worst part about, honestly, that's hit me the hardest is that there won't be a One Shining Moment video of March Madness.
There's nothing except Darren Novell's video. Did you see that?
I refuse. I
know. Oh, you're lucky. You're lucky. I actually thought it was entertaining, but that's how sad of like sports it is right now. I would give up.
What
LeBron.
Is that weirdo? What is that weirdo doing?
Well, he always creates content similar to sports, but he doesn't need sports to happen. Point being, I would give up LeBron James coming on the Snapback Sports Pod, even if it meant taking us back to number one on the charts, to just be able to fill out a bracket, watch the NBA playoffs, have fans.
What if it was in person?
That's definitely the top. Like, while Corona's still going on?
At his
house. Can we dap up?
At his house. You can go to Taco Tuesday.
I've been
Tuesday.
To his house.
You can go to Taco Tuesday.
I get to sit with Savannah, Bronny, Bryce, and...
And make a TikTok.
And TikTok with them. Taco Tuesday. For 2 months. So the question is, 2 months of no sports.
Oh, 2 months? Oh, I would do like a year.
No, you wouldn't. No, you would not. Didn't we have this conversation?
I can pick up a hobby really quick.
No way. To meet LeBron for an hour? Nah, no shot. For a year, I would go.
Dude, no, it's not an hour. It's a day. I just said all the activities.
Okay, for a day, it's not worth it. It's just not.
Well, that's the beauty of the human mind. To each their own.
All right, Snapback fam. We hope that for the past 45 minutes we have entertained you. Thank you guys for getting us back up to number four in the charts. We gave away a bunch of stuff. If we do get to number one, I did promise to give away AirPods. So make sure you subscribe, unsubscribe, rate 5 stars, leave a review, share with your friends. There's not a lot of content. Abe and I actually have some pretty cool stuff. We'll hint you in on it tomorrow, which is Monday night. We're planning on interviewing the White Mamba, Brian Scalabrine, and potentially TBD. We are going to interview Jay Williams as well. So we're trying to churn out the content. Let us know what you guys want to hear from us. If it's more podcasts, I mean, we could crush one of these once a day. Who knows? They could be your one-a-day vitamins. But let us know. Be in the DM, Snapback Pod on Instagram. Make sure you guys follow Abe. He deserves love.
We will cure this freaking pandemic just via this podcast.
100%.
We will get you through it. 100%. I promise. Because the only thing you can do in quarantine is to listen to our dumbasses. So we will get you through this. We're in this together. We will get our sports back.
Yes. We love you guys. Thank you guys for listening. Be safe out there. Seriously, wash your hands. Don't pass it on to anyone. Much love.
If anyone wants to debate anything about food, I'm bored.
Yeah. Let us know, though. Seriously, if you guys need help. I know... Economically, situations are very difficult, and you know, if $10 can get you a meal, let Abe and I know. But we love you guys. Thank you guys for tuning in. We will catch you on Thursday. Peace.